I let him back me up 2 steps to the wall, and then I put everything I had into kissing him back. Apparently, my worries and doubts had been entirely irrational. When we finally broke apart for air, he stayed so close that when one of us spoke, our lips moved against each other. He said quietly, "I've been waiting to do that all week." I felt a thrill of excitement run through me. I willed my cheeks not to color and tried to keep my cool so he didn't see how relieved and happy I was. Not that I should be getting too attached to him, I told myself. I had to be careful, for Lee's sake. Attempting to be the flirty, confident girl I really wasn't, I replied, "Sorry to have kept you waiting." He shrugged.
"It was worth it."
Now that I couldn't help but blush over.
"How long do you reckon we've got?" he asked me.
Half an hour at least, I mused, and there was a laugh in my voice. Noah's blue eyes looked even brighter than usual, if that was possible. He gave me another quick kiss and then took my hand, leading me upstairs.
"Are you going to Warren's party next week?" he asked me suddenly.
"Yeah," I answered. "Are you?" He nodded.
"Just don't go wearing anything too revealing, all right?"
"Why not?" I asked curiously. He'd never said anything about that for previous parties.
"You wouldn't believe what guys have been saying about you all week," he said angrily, a muscle jumping in his jaw.
"I think I would," I muttered under my breath without thinking.
"What have you heard?"
he snapped, even angrier now, though the anger wasn't directed at me. Resisting the urge to roll my eyes, I shrugged. I really, really needed to keep my mouth shut more. "Just comments about the kissing booth, really."
"Like?" he prompted. I could tell he was starting to get mad. I knew all the warning signs after all these years.
That muscle in his jaw, the cracking knuckles, the line creasing his forehead just above his eyebrows, his legs shifting into a fighter's stance. His fingers were flexing. The muscle in his jaw was going. Oh, and there went the legs. "They've just been saying stupid things," I sighed, falling onto the bed. I couldn't even enjoy the bouncy mattress. That's how tense things were. "Making comments about me kissing you, asking if the $2 fee was still standing." "It's fine. Nothing happened," I assured him quickly. Noah was shaking his head.
"You're sure nobody tried anything? At all?"
I sighed. "Positive. Calm down already."
"I'm serious, Rochelle," he said, frowning.
Way to kill the mood, I thought bitterly.
"Anyone comes near you and..."
"I'm a big girl. I can look out for myself. You don't need to be so damn controlling all the time. Calm down."
"I'm not being controlling."
"Yes, you are," I yelled back, sitting up now to scowl at him. "I'll wear whatever the hell I want to that party next week. I don't need you telling me who I can date or what I can wear or who I can talk to."
"I'm trying to stop you getting hurt," he shouted at me.
"I'm not going to get hurt. Not everybody's a jerk like..."
"Like me?"
he finished for me.
"Yeah. Yeah, like you."
By now, I was standing right in front of Noah, trying to look him in the eye. It wasn't easy when he was about 4 inches taller than me, but I did my best to glare back at him.
"You don't seem to understand just how bad some of these guys are," he argued. "You act normal, but they think it's flirting and take it the wrong way. They'll try something, and you might not think you've led them on, but you sure as hell have."
"I'm not leading anyone on," I cried in outrage.
"That's exactly what I'm talking about. You don't mean to, and you don't know it, but when you act like yourself and joke around, some guys take that the wrong way. They think you're flirting, and if you're not careful, you'll end up getting hurt."
"Fine. But I don't need you making my every move for me." I jabbed him sharply in the chest, and he grabbed my hand before bringing his lips down on mine. The kiss tasted strangely sweet, fueled by an anger that melted into passion. It was weird how the situation flipped from a really heated argument to a really heated makeout session. Noah's hands knotted in my hair, keeping me as close as possible while he pulled me down onto the bed. I couldn't think straight when he was kissing me. He sent my head spinning and banished every rational thought. We broke apart for air, and I noticed his eyes were roaming over my body while I was trying to get my thoughts together. I was fully clothed, but I had never felt more incredibly self-conscious. Noah pulled me back down, holding me tenderly, and placed a soft, lingering kiss on my lips.
"You're gorgeous, Elle. You know that?"
Gorgeous. Not hot, not sexy. Gorgeous. It's one thing for Lee to say that when I'm picking at my clothes, asking if I look okay. It was one thing for my dad to say that when I went to the winter dance a few months back. It's a totally different thing coming from Noah Flynn's mouth. I smiled and kissed him back.
"I don't mean to be so controlling," he murmured.
Not quite meeting my eyes, he toyed with the ends of my hair, wrapping it around his fingertips.
It gets me really mad hearing guys talk about you like that. I don't want to see you get hurt. I care about you too much."
I was certain he didn't mean that he cared for me too much in a romantic sense. We'd grown up together, so of course he cared about me. But it still made my heart skip a beat. I smiled. "That's nice to hear."
"Even if I'm a total jerk?"
I laughed. "Even if you're a total jerk."
"Not to mention a hot jerk," he smirked.
Debatable. He raised an eyebrow and suddenly flipped me so I was pinned underneath him, my arms held above my head.
"You want to try that again?"
he asked, his voice a low growl in my ear, his mouth brushing the skin under my jaw. I squirmed, because it tickled. "Okay," I giggled. "Maybe you are a little hot."
"Try again, Shelley,"
he said quietly, threateningly, but I heard laughter in his voice. He moved to kiss my neck right where he knew it tickled most, and I laughed, wriggling about. "Okay, okay," I said shakily, weakening. "You're really, really hot."
"I know."
He brought his lips down on mine and let go of my hands. My fingers tangled in his dark hair. We were still making out, oblivious to everything else, when a car door slammed outside.
"Damn it,"
Noah exclaimed quietly as I scrambled up. He jumped up to look out of the window. "Who is it?"
"My mom. She's back from the store already."
He trailed off, seeing the time on his clock. She had been gone for nearly an hour now. Why did time always fly when we were together?
"I'll go help her unload the groceries," he said. "You sneak out the back door."
I nodded. "Okay." He paused by the doorway, his eyes sparkling with amusement. "What?"
"This is kind of fun, sneaking around," he said. "Don't you think?"
"Noah, I'm back," June called up to him. "Can you give me a hand unloading the car?"
"Sure, Mom, whatever,"
he called down, then smiled at me, showing his dimple. I grinned back.
"Come on, you can make a run for it when she's out at the car."
I snuck to the top of the stairs and waited until Noah followed his mom out of the front door. He jerked his head urgently, and I sprinted for the kitchen to escape out the back door. I waited until I heard bags rustling into the house before hurrying out through the side gate and down the street. I found myself thinking that Noah was right. It was kind of exciting, sneaking around. I just wondered how long we'd last together. Chapter 12. I was still debating over what to wear at 7 o'clock. Lee would be arriving in 45 minutes. I'd been getting ready for 2 hours, and I changed my outfit like 50 times already. The past week had gone by way too fast. It was already Warren's party. I stood with my hands on my hips in front of my closet, critically looking over all my clothes again. You know what? I said to myself. I'll be going in my underwear at this rate. I didn't really want to wear a dress or skirt, mostly because I'd forgotten to shave my legs, and that limited my party wardrobe considerably. What I really wanted to wear was a sheer black top that was basically backless, with thin crisscrossing straps. The neckline was cut straight across my collarbone, so it was far from low cut. I just didn't know if it was party wear. I sighed, rubbing a hand across my collarbone. I didn't want to mess up my makeup. Did I really care if I wasn't dressed up too much? I knew why I really wanted to look good. I wanted to look good for Noah. But that was silly. To hell with it. I was going to wear the black top, and if I looked out of place, then so what? I snatched up my jeans. They were pale blue denim, artfully torn in the legs. I pulled on the top, too, and sat down at my dresser to finish my hair. I still wasn't really in the party mood, and pulled it up into a ponytail on the top of my head. I topped up my mascara. I had a few minutes to kill before Lee got here. Then I got a phone call. Lee, what's up? I asked, immediately sensing something was wrong. Why else would he call?
Listen, I'm really sorry, but do you mind if, well...
Spit it out already, I laughed.
Well, Rachel just asked if I could give her a ride because her friend bailed, and...
You want to know if you can bail on me to take your girlfriend, like the amazing best friend you are? I said dryly, but I was smiling, and he probably knew it.
Actually, I was just going to ask if you'd mind if we took Rachel, too. I wouldn't ditch you. Give me some credit.
Well, I'll ask my dad to give me a lift, I said. I'll let you and Rachel be alone.
You don't have to do that, Shelley. Don't be silly.
No, it's okay, Lee. I really don't mind, I told him honestly. It's okay. Before, his relationships had ended because he and I were too close, and his girlfriends didn't like not being the number one woman in his life. I didn't want to spoil things with him and Rachel. He thought for a moment.
Well, I can ask Noah to take you. He hasn't left yet.
I heard him shout to his brother as I was saying, No, Lee, don't. It's fine, really. I broke off with a sigh.
Elle? Shelley, you still there? Hello?
Huh? I totally spaced out, not even hearing Lee talking to me.
Noah said he'd give you a ride there, no problem. He'll be at yours in about 20 minutes.
But... I protested quietly, weakly.
Thanks, Elle. I owe you big time. See you later.
Bye. I sighed, letting my cell phone slide out of my hands and onto my bed and burying my face in my hands. Standing up, I looked myself over critically in my mirror. I'd kept my makeup simple, except for the dark burgundy lipstick. My jeans hugged my figure, my top emphasized my curves, and bared almost my whole back. I felt good. Noah would most likely try to find something inappropriate with my look, though. But that wasn't why I was worried. I was more worried about the gossip and rumors that would start when people saw us turn up together. Just then, the doorbell went. I put my cell in my back pocket and went downstairs as I heard Dad call my name. He opened the door and I saw him do a double take.
Noah? Hey, is Elle ready yet?
Noah asked, shockingly polite for him. My dad turned to call me again and saw me. He looked confused.
One second, Noah.
He pulled me into the kitchen.
What's he doing here?
He asked me quietly. Lee took his girlfriend and got Noah to drop me there instead.
Oh, good. For a minute I thought you two were dating.
I forced a laugh.
Yeah, right. Be careful, though. I'm still not sure whether I trust that boy. What with the fights he gets into, and that motorbike.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but Noah's fine. Don't worry about it. I gave him a quick kiss on the cheek. Bye!
No alcohol! He yelled after me.
I went back to the front door, closing it behind me. I smiled casually at Noah. Ready to go? He looked me up and down, very slowly. Instead of blushing, I sighed internally. Here we go. I wondered how angry he'd be, though the look in his eyes made my heart race.
You really don't listen to a word I say, do you?
Nope. I smiled easily again and started off toward the car.
Honestly, Elle, do you have to dress so...
So what, Noah? I asked tightly, but a part of me was eager to hear what he really thought of me.
Well, look at you, he sputtered angrily, his jaw clenching. Can't you wear something a little less... sexy?
I couldn't help but grin. Who would have thought there would be a day when Flynn said I looked sexy? I felt giddy, though it wasn't as good as the feeling when he told me I was gorgeous.
It's not funny, he snapped at me.
Oh, calm down. I could have worn something much more revealing. It's a party. I'm not changing, Noah. I'll walk there if I have to, but there's nothing you can do about it. If you want me to change, then I'll go back in and come out wearing the shortest skirt and the tightest top in my closet. We had a brief glaring match. Then, with a sigh, he got in the car and slammed the door behind him. I did the same and crossed my arms over my chest. But I felt a little smug inside that I won that argument. Then he said,
You look really hot when you're angry.
I raised an eyebrow at him. Was he mocking me? He just winked, catching my eye. Yeah, I was pretty sure he was mocking me.
Oh, come on, he said.
Placing a hand on my thigh, he leaned in closer to whisper,
You know you can't stay mad at me forever, Shelley.
Watch me. He chuckled and moved away, pulling off my drive and down the street toward Warren's. I still don't see why you have such a problem all of a sudden with what I'm wearing to parties, I said. What about all the other parties I'd been to in clothes that were far more revealing than this? He shrugged.
That was different. Guys weren't so brave then, and they wouldn't dare go near you. But since that Cody kid asked you on a date, they all think I've backed off a little, and they have a shot with you. Plus, our little display at the carnival definitely didn't help.
I bit the inside of my cheek, feeling a blush rise. Whatever. He just reached over to squeeze my thigh lightly and chuckled. We pulled up at the end of Warren Street around the corner. Nobody seemed to notice we'd come together. I was immediately grabbed aside by some of the girls, who were chatting about all kinds of things, from how hot John Fletcher looked, to how tacky Hannah Davies' shoes were, to how much they loved this song. After a while, I found Lee out the back, but he was pretty busy making out with Rachel. I took another swig from my can of Coke, feeling buzzed off the atmosphere alone, and headed back inside. I found myself in the lounge, which was cleared of all furniture and had been turned into a dance floor. The lights were down, except for some cool green and blue lights someone had set up, flickering like strobes. It was so cool. The colors made everything look almost underwater. It was so weird. I joined in the dancing, swishing my hips back and forth in time with the beat and throwing my hands in the air. Someone put their hands on my waist to dance with me, and I turned around. I blinked a few times and saw it was Patrick, a senior on the soccer team. Patrick, I said, smiling. I haven't seen you all night. He laughed, staggering sideways into a chair. Oops. How are things, though? Good, yeah. Awesome. Hey, come on, he said and grabbed my hand. Where are we going? For some fresh air. It's really crowded in here. Okay. The night air was cool compared to the heat indoors. Oh my gosh, it's freezing, I said, rubbing my arms. Here. Patrick hugged me from behind, his body heat thawing out my back a little.
I laughed and shook my head at him, but before I could step away and tell him not to be silly, I felt a kiss on my shoulder. I stood there in shock for a moment, my brain sluggish to process what had just happened. Then he kissed my neck a little further up, his hands on my waist. I turned to push him away, but Patrick clearly thought I was turning toward him, and his hands locked around my back. Before he could try and kiss me, I pushed his face sideways with the palm of my hand and wriggled away. It would have been more effective to just knee him in the crotch, but that didn't occur to me. He stumbled when I pushed him. He was drunk and not all that steady on his feet. But it was somebody else that sent him sprawling on the grass and put a firm hand on my arm. "Dude, you always spoil the fun like that," Patrick slurred, struggling to his feet. "You're such a killjoy, Flynn. Why you gotta be so tough all the time?" He must have been pretty damn drunk, because he was just asking for a fight. And Patrick was a pretty smart guy. He'd never had done something as stupid as that, sober. He was thrown backward with a punch to the gut and landed on the ground again, groaning a little. "Anybody else?" Noah asked loudly and clearly, calmly looking around the crowd I hadn't seen forming in the garden. Most people quickly went back in, especially once they saw the fight was over. "Come on!" He jerked my arm, leading me around the side of Warren's house. "Ouch! Noah!" I protested. His legs were longer than mine, and his strides were quicker. I stumbled to keep up. "Noah!" I tried again. "You're hurting me!" That seemed to get his attention. He loosened his grip considerably and grabbed my hand instead to march me down the street. I started to get angry at him. Who did he think he was? It was barely 10:30. The party still had a few hours of life in it yet. I didn't want to go home. Up until the little episode with Patrick, I'd been having a good time. Most of all, though, I didn't want to explain to my dad why I'd left so early. When we finally reached Noah's car, he unlocked it and I stood by the passenger door, my arms crossed firmly over my chest and my eyes narrowed at him. Noah rubbed his fingertips over his eyes. "Would you please just get in the car?" "I'm not going anywhere with you. Are you some kind of violence junkie? I'm not getting in that car with you behind the wheel after you've had a drink, no matter how much alcohol you say you can take."
"I haven't had anything to drink, Rochelle. Do you think I'm an idiot?"
"And what?
Violence junkie?"
I shrugged.
"Still, you can't make me leave. I don't have to go anywhere with you. I'm going to stay here."
I saw his jaw clench in the dim light. Shadows were cast over his face, which made his controlled anger look a little scary.
"You're leaving before some other drunk jackass tries anything with you."
His voice was clipped, tense. I carried on, glaring at him.
"I had it under control. It wasn't that bad."
He let out something between a snort and a bark of derisive laughter, which only made me feel angrier.
"It wasn't that bad?" he repeated, eyebrow up.
You're overreacting," I snapped back at him. "You're being a controlling, obnoxious jerk, like always. And if you think I'm going anywhere with you, then
just get in the damn car,"
he snapped suddenly, slamming his hand palm down on the roof. The sudden bang made me jump, but I gritted my teeth and stood my ground.
"Please,"
he finally added after a while. I got in the car. As Noah slid into the driver's seat, he sighed.
"Thank you."
I nodded. "You didn't need to yell so much." After a second, he said,
"I know. I'm sorry."
I sat there, fiddling with the frayed rips in my jeans. "Patrick didn't do anything, you know."
"He would have."
"We just went out for some fresh air. Is that a crime?"
"Is that what he said?"
"Well, yeah," I faltered. Noah sighed heavily, leaning his head against the steering wheel in exasperation before he sat up and looked me in the eye. He looked a lot calmer now, if a bit hopeless.
"And you really thought he meant you were going out for fresh air?" At first I did.
Elle, this is exactly what I've been trying to say to you. You're so naive when it comes to guys.
And whose fault is that? I retorted, twisting in my seat to frown at him. If you hadn't been so freaking protective and let guys ask me out, I wouldn't be so naive and so innocent and so damn freaking nice. You're the biggest hypocrite in the book, Noah Flynn.
Noah stared at me for the briefest second before his lips came down on mine. It was only a short kiss, though, and he pulled away first.
Well, that's one way to win an argument, he said with a smirk.
No fair. You cheated, and you didn't win.
Oh, really?
He checked the mirrors before pulling out. I hated the way Noah drove at the very edge of the speed limit. He didn't just cruise along. He pushed the car as fast as he could get away with.
Yes, really, that wasn't fair.
Then go ahead and finish your argument, Elle. Be my guest.
I opened my mouth, ready to snap at him again, but I fell short. What had I been saying? His kisses were too intoxicating. I couldn't remember my train of thought now.
He smirked again, triumphant.
I win.
You just wait, Noah, I muttered. I'll get you back for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
He caught my eye and winked. I felt a blush creeping over my cheeks and hoped it was too dark for him to see.
We drove around for about 20 minutes. I had the window down, the cool night breeze on my face. Neither of us spoke, but it wasn't a bad kind of silence. When he finally pulled up, I unbuckled my seatbelt and got out of the car. I did a double take when I realized that he hadn't come to my house.
Why are we here? I asked, looking around to see him get out of the car, too.
He shrugged. Party's not over yet, Elle.
The way he said it made me blush again, and I tried to shake my head clear.
But where are your parents?
They have a seminar downstate tomorrow, so they went up earlier to save traveling in the morning.
I thought for a moment that maybe I should just head on home, but it was pretty cold out and dark. There could be all sorts of shady people lurking around at this time of night.
At least, that's what I told myself as I followed him inside.
But really? I just wanted to stay with Noah a while longer. First, though, I went into the kitchen for a drink, feeling parched.
Are you okay?
He asked from the doorway as I set down the empty glass. I nodded at him, rubbing my face.
Not going to throw up or anything.
I didn't drink, actually. After the last party, I figured it would be best to lay off for a while.
Oh.
Suddenly, his arms were around me, and he kissed the top of my head.
Okay, so maybe you don't need me there to look out for you all the time.
I laughed. I kind of like you looking out for me. What I don't like is when you act like a jerk about it.
He chuckled quietly, kissing my head again, his fingers toying with my ponytail.
Do you want to go home?
He asked.
I shook my head against his shoulder, then looked up at him. I'd rather stay for a while.
You can crash in the spare room if you want, if you don't want to go home.
I shrugged, unsure. It depended on how fast time flew when I was with Noah.
Then we were kissing again and stumbling up the stairs. After a while, I was pulling at his top, and before I could second-guess myself, tugging mine off, too.
His hands caught mine, and holding me still, he broke the kiss but didn't move back.
His forehead rested against mine, our noses pressed together.
I could feel the bumps where his nose had been broken. I looked into his electric blue eyes, so bright in the darkness.
Rochelle, he said quietly, we don't have to. We can wait. I'll wait.
Any doubts I had about this washed away completely at those words. It wasn't like I'd planned on this happening, especially so soon. I'd always thought that this would only happen once I was in a committed relationship with a guy I loved. But everything felt so good, so right with Noah, that I didn't care. And maybe I wouldn't have gone all the way if he hadn't told me, in that soft voice, that he'd wait. But that was it. I knew he cared.
So I replied, my voice as quiet as his. I know, but I want to.
Chapter 13. When I woke up, the citrusy scent that was becoming more and more familiar to me teased my nostrils, and the weirdly calming sound of spring rain pattering on the window was muffled as if by cotton wool. The hard, smooth surface beneath my head was rising and falling slowly, and the arms curled around me were so warm and safe. If I really listened, I could hear a steady thud of a heartbeat under my ear. I blinked my sleepy eyes open a few times, my body unwilling to wake up. It was just so cozy and peaceful here. When Noah's messy room came into view, the weak daylight trying to push through the drapes, I woke right up. And then I realized exactly what I'd done, and my pulse picked up in a panic. I'd slept with Lee's big brother, with Noah. I was too confused to know what I really felt about this. All I knew for certain was that if Lee ever found out, it would kill him. I was a horrible, horrible person. I tried to stay as still as possible so I didn't wake him up. I needed to sort my mind out before he moved underneath me, stretching out before dropping his arms back around me again.
Morning, he said casually.
I really should get going, I stammered, already pushing his arm away. If Lee sees me here...
I don't think he came home last night, actually, Noah said and yawned.
I wanted to go to the window and check for his car. If Lee really was here, then I'd have to make sure he didn't see me leaving. But if he wasn't here...
I should go, I said again, and scrambled to my feet. I picked up my underwear, pulling it all on quickly and very, very self-consciously. Oh, man, what had I been thinking last night? Hiding a few kisses from my best friend was not such a big deal, but this? Surely he'd know that something was different. And if he found out... I hadn't been thinking of Lee last night. I should have done. But I'd only thought about Noah. It hadn't once entered my mind that this was some kind of horrible betrayal of my best friend.
Why are you in such a rush?
Noah asked, stretching out lazily again.
I looked down at him, stepping into my jeans now. Where I'd thrown off the covers, he hadn't bothered to pull them back over himself.
I just,
Noah frowned, a little confused, and pulled himself up to be closer to me. Now that I'd sat down on the bed to untangle my foot from the leg of my jeans, I cursed myself for rushing so much. It was only slowing me down.
Elle.
He brushed my hair over my shoulder, but I didn't look at him.
What's up?
Nothing. Damn, I stammered. That would have been convincing otherwise.
I tried again.
Nothing.
Elle.
He touched my shoulder, turning me a little so I could look into those amazing blue eyes boring into mine from under all that dark hair.
I have to go, I said again. I went to stand, but he pulled me back down.
Not until you tell me what your problem is. Why am I getting a bad vibe here, like you regret this?
I nearly exploded with the truth, but I managed to stop myself.
I don't...
Come on, Shelley. I know when you're lying to me.
He sighed.
I should have known you'd be like this.
Like what?
I questioned, immediately defensive.
Like this,
he said, gesturing at me like it explained everything.
You're acting all weird with me now, like you regret it. Because you do regret it. I can see in your face.
He closed his eyes for a moment. He looked almost upset.
I don't. It's not that I regret it so much as... I'm just scared. In case Lee finds out, he'll hate me. I mean, it was... amazing, but...
I broke off and bit the inside of my cheek as I blushed.
I'm sorry.
What? God, no.
Don't apologize, he said quietly, sweeping my hair all over my right shoulder.
I feel like I should be the one to say sorry. Look, I told you I wasn't in this for sex, and I'm still not, if you decide you don't want to. Okay? I just don't want to give this up, whatever this is.
He kissed my temple. He looked so torn up about it.
You know I hate all that emotional crap. Please don't put me through all that torture.
I definitely didn't regret last night, and as long as Lee didn't know, it couldn't hurt him. So I just had to make sure he didn't find out. It would have been smart to end things before I got in too deep to dig myself out. It would have been smart to back out before I did something stupid, like fall for him, because I wasn't falling for him. Of course not. No way. And I wouldn't. I nodded once, as though I was reassuring myself of that fact. I would just have to be careful not to fall for him. And stupid as it was, I wasn't going to end this relationship. I didn't want to. Then I leaned forward to give Noah a soft kiss on the lips. Where his hand touched the back of my neck, my skin felt tingly. I really should get going, I said to him. Not so much because I wanted to get out of there, but because I didn't want Lee to suspect anything when he got home, and because my dad would wonder where I was. But this time Noah didn't argue. He just nodded and kissed me again.
Okay.
And this time, I actually did leave. I found out that Lee hadn't actually gone home with Rachel like I'd first assumed. He just crashed on Warren's sofa because he was too tipsy to drive himself home. I only spoke to him on the phone, though, afraid he'd see something was different about me. I knew I didn't look any different after last night, but I was worried that he would notice anything shifty about my behavior.
Is everything okay?
I jumped. We were on the phone, but I still tried not to look too flustered.
I mean, I know there was that thing with Patrick, then Noah dragging you off after, but you sure you're okay about it?
Yeah, I said. At least I could answer that honestly. Yeah, I'm fine, Lee. Seriously. It was no big deal, really. I wasn't looking forward to school, though. All the questions people would ask about me leaving early. They'd probably wonder about me and Patrick, and me and Noah. I could come up with an innocent answer easily enough, but I hated having to lie. I was dreading it all. That's not why I was wide awake at 3 a.m, though, staring at my ceiling and willing sleep to find me. No, I was awake because I couldn't stop thinking about Noah. I wanted to confide in Lee, but I couldn't. Not just because he'd hate me for lying to him and it'd kill him to find out, but also because it would be downright weird to tell him I'd slept with his brother. Times like this, I wished my mom was still around. But wishing wasn't going to bring her back, so I just rolled over onto my side and stared blankly ahead. I missed having Mom around, but she died in a car accident when I was much younger and when Brad was around 3. I grew up through all those important stages, like getting my first period and buying my first bra, without having her around. It's just times like this. Well, I was hardly going to confide in my dad, was I? And Lee was out of the equation completely. So I'd have to keep it to myself and hope nobody found out. I sighed and ran my hands over my face. My eyes were drooping, but I couldn't fall asleep. My mind was too restless. Stupid Noah. Everything was his fault, I thought. But a drowsy smile played on my lips. Everything. Chapter 14. On Monday morning, not even Lee noticed anything different about me, thankfully, but that was probably because he was too enraptured in his loved-up world. I couldn't have been more grateful to have him talking nonstop about how funny, how pretty, how cute, how smart, and how sweet Rachel was. Up until we got to school, everything was all hunky-dory.
Why did you leave Warren's early? Jamie asked me, first thing.
Oh, well, was it Flynn? Did Patrick really kiss you? He says he didn't, but you never know. I heard Flynn was really, really mad. Oh, yeah, he was furious. Olivia appeared out of nowhere beside Jamie. I saw the whole thing. He beat Patrick up and everything. He didn't kiss me, though, I said. Patrick, I mean. So what did Flynn do? I heard he broke Patrick's rib. Candace turned up out of the blue, too, startling me. Jeez, where were these girls coming from? What? I exclaimed. I said, what did Flynn do? Jamie repeated. I gaped at Candace. Are you serious? Is Patrick okay? I don't know, she said. He said he thought it was broken, and a couple of guys said it was, after he went to the hospital. Oh my God, I breathed. He couldn't have broken Patrick's rib. Not just because Patrick was drunk and was going to kiss me. No way. Hey, hey, Earth to L. It wasn't until Jamie snapped her fingers sharply right in front of my nose that I realized they were still talking to me. Huh? Did Flynn take you home or what? Karen asked. When had she turned up? I saw him drag you off. Oh, that. Yeah. He took me home and I think he went back to the party. I hoped it didn't sound too much of a lie. I didn't think I was too great at lying. Until this situation with Noah, I hadn't ever done much of it. No, I don't think he did, Olivia said thoughtfully. I'm sure he didn't. Weird, I said with a shrug. I'll be back in a minute. I need to find out about Patrick. I walked off before they could pull me back into another conversation. I grabbed Joel's arm since he was the first guy I saw. Oh, hey, he said, smiling. What happened on Saturday? I heard Flynn dragged you home after that thing with Patrick. Did Patrick really have a broken rib? I demanded. Someone told me he might, he said. He's not in the hospital, though. He's coming into school. That must have been some punch Flynn packed. Glad I wasn't on the other end of it, laughed Cam. Hell yeah, Joel agreed. Do you know if he's here yet? I asked. Who, Flynn? No idea, Cam told me. No, Patrick, I clarified, tripping over my words with impatience. He shrugged. I haven't seen him. Okay, thanks. Wait, Joel called. Where are you going, Elle? To find Noah, I snapped, loud enough for them to hear me. I stormed off to where Noah usually parked, in the far corner of the lot under the big tree, and sure enough, there were the telltale signs he was there. Freshman girls giggling over him and trying to hide behind other cars. Others lounging on their cars and trying to catch Flynn's eye, and the drifting smoke. I stormed over to the lazy figures around the tree. There were a couple of stoner kids huddled under one tree, some huge guys off the wrestling team under another. Noah had a cigarette sticking out of his mouth right now and was leaning against a massive sycamore tree. He was doing something on his phone, looking busy and bored all at once. It was always hard to pin down Noah's friends. He'd hang around with the guys on the football team, or he might be with guys from his classes. He was a bit of a drifter, though. Not a loner or an outcast, but he wasn't friends with practically everybody like Lee and me, either. He was probably a little too intimidating for that. Noah! I yelled, ignoring the glares and astonished stares from both girls spying on Noah and from the mass of people who wondered what the hell I was doing. He looked up, and seeing how angry I was, heaved himself away from the tree. I cannot believe you! I shouted at him. He strolled up to me, dropping his cigarette in the progress and stomping it out under the black boots he usually wore. He slid his phone into his back pocket. What? He said innocently. I shoved him in the chest as hard as I could, over and over. One shove for every word. You broke his ribs! What are you on about? My shoving had no effect whatsoever on Noah's muscly body, but I could tell it was getting on his nerves a little, like a fly buzzing around your head. Patrick!
Everyone's saying you broke his rib. He had to go to the hospital.
Noah smirked. He didn't even raise his eyebrows or look remotely guilty. He just smirked a little.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He could press charges, I hissed.
Yeah, but we both know he won't.
He didn't even do anything, and you don't have to look so happy about it, I yelled, shoving him again.
You broke his rib, for no reason.
The hell I did, he yelled back. The guy was all over you. Anyone could see you were trying to push him off.
He was drunk.
I don't care if he was drunk, high, or just twisted, Noah said, all up in my face.
I'm looking out for you here, Rochelle. And the guy deserved what he got.
A broken rib? He probably won't be able to play soccer for weeks now.
Then he shouldn't have tried anything with you, Noah said firmly. If he got his rib broken, that's not my problem. Why do you even care?
You hurt him over something stupid. You stupid violence junkie! I punched his chest with both hands, and Noah caught my wrists tightly. I glared at him and tried to snatch my hands back, but I couldn't. His hold was too tight. We'd gathered quite an audience with all the yelling. Someone pulled gently on my shoulder.
Shelley, come on, Lee said quietly. Just calm down, both of you.
Noah rolled his eyes at him.
Calm down, I exclaimed to Lee. Your brother beat up someone over a drunken mistake and broke his rib. How can you not see there's something wrong with that?
I didn't say there was nothing wrong with it, he said calmly. But calm down about it.
I clenched my jaw before realizing Lee was right, as usual. I yanked my hands away from Noah, and this time he let go. I didn't quit my glaring match with him, though.
I cannot believe you, I said.
Noah just shrugged.
I hate you sometimes, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know,
he said casually, his eyes twinkling at me.
With something else that made my heart somersault. No, don't let him do this to you. Stay mad at him. You're mad at him, Rochelle, remember? He hurt someone for no good reason. Don't just stop being mad at him because he's giving you that look and you want to kiss him.
Before I gave in and did something stupid, I grabbed Lee and stormed off. I didn't even need to barge through people. They parted for me before coming together again to share the gossip.
I thought you were going to kill him, Lee told me, failing to hide the laughter in his voice.
Not quite, I muttered.
Ugh, he just makes me so mad sometimes. I mean, seriously, there was no need for him to break Patrick's rib.
Look, I know it's what everyone's saying, but you of all people should know there's a chance they're blowing it out of proportion. It might not be that bad.
And it's Noah. You know what he's like.
I don't know why you got so mad about it.
I can't do anything without him looking over my shoulder. And don't you start on about me being too nice or any of that crap. I'm getting a little sick of everyone looking out for me.
So maybe I'd needed Noah's help at his party a while back, and I was grateful he'd been there to stop Patrick. But it was the way he acted, like he just assumed I'd do as he said.
Lee sighed in defeat, but smiled at me when he threw up his hands in surrender.
Look, I know you're mad at him, but don't take it out on me.
And I see what you're saying.
I'll try and talk to him. How about that? Ask him to lay off a little?
I didn't know why I'd overreacted so much to Noah like that. I figured it was because I was so on edge that Lee might find out what I'd done after the party. So I said,
I doubt it'd have any effect.
I know it wouldn't.
But thanks for offering.
No problem. So have you done the English homework or not? Because I didn't get a chance to do the conclusion and I'm stuck.
I smiled. Lee always made me feel better. I loved my best friend. I really did. And his optimism was too infectious for me to stay mad about anything for very long. The total opposite to his brother, of course. His stupid, sexy brother. Call me a coward, but I hid out in the library over lunch.
I couldn't bear to face any more questions about why I'd been so mad at Flynn, how I could even speak to him like that. I was half considering going home and skipping school for the afternoon. I was so sick of everyone, but I couldn't bring myself to actually walk out. Lee kept me company, of course, but eventually we had to leave. I was half expecting to bump into Noah, or worse, one of the girls, on my way to classes. I didn't. My karma must have done a sudden 180 since that morning. When the last bell finally rang, I'd been watching the snail-like second hand move around the clock in chemistry. I couldn't have been happier. I just wanted to get out of there. Lee had biology, though, so I had to wait for him at the front of the school, lounging on his car. Hail! I turned around, looking up from playing solitaire on my cell phone. I smiled, but it felt a little forced. Patrick! Hey! How's your rib? He gave a half-smile. Well, it's not as bad as everyone's been saying. It's just some bruising. But my mom made me go get it checked out because she got all paranoid I'd broken something is all. He said it quite lightheartedly, and I felt a weight lift from my shoulders. Oh, that's great. Well, no, it's not. But I mean, everyone was saying it was broken, so... I'm so sorry, Patrick. Honestly, this is all my fault. I didn't mean for you to get hurt, or... No, it's my fault, he said quickly. I came over to apologize. I didn't see you at lunch. You don't need to apologize, I insisted. No, I do, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have tried anything like that with you, and all the beer was no excuse. Really, it's okay, I told him fervently. I'm so sorry, Noah went all. Yeah, well, don't worry. It was just Flynn being Flynn. It's not your fault, Elle. So don't worry about it. He smiled. I gave him a smile back. A throat was cleared, and we both turned around to see a glowering Noah. I ignored him and looked back at Patrick, who was trying his best to look like he didn't want to flee to safety. Well, I hope you get better soon. Thanks, Elle. And seriously, I'm so sorry. Don't worry about it. See you. Bye, he said, already walking off. I shot Noah a glare and went back to playing solitaire. I could still feel he was there, watching me.
What did he want? He said after a while.
To apologize.
What? And that's it? He just wanted to say sorry?
I quit the game and shoved my cell phone in my pocket, whipping around to glare at Noah.
Yeah, even though it's you who should be apologizing to him for hurting him. He had to go to the hospital because of you.
I figured I'd guilt-trip him a little, so I didn't add that he'd only gone to the hospital at his mom's paranoid request.
Don't start this again.
He'd taken a couple of steps closer, and now he half turned away from me, tugging at his hair.
Start what, Noah? I snapped.
You're really hot when you're mad at me, you know,
he commented in a husky voice. My mind blanked momentarily, and my breath caught in my throat.
Why did he have this effect on me?
Shut up, Noah. Go away. Where was Lee, anyway? He shouldn't be taking this long. I looked around. Most of the other students had left by now, and a few stragglers were looking curiously over at me and Noah. Finally, I spotted Lee and Rachel standing by her car, talking and looking all cute and loved up. Damn it. I wished he'd hurry up already.
You can always get a ride home with me, you know,
Noah said conversationally. I refused to answer.
Elle?
Eventually, I had to look back at him, and when I did, he was smirking victoriously, thinking he'd won the argument.
Do you want the ride or not? He asked. Lee's going to be ages. We both know it. My offer stands for the next 30 seconds. Time is ticking.
I really did just want to go home. By the time Lee turned up, I would probably have run down my cell and be dying of boredom.
Tick-tock, Noah teased.
Bike or car?
Bike.
No, he laughed.
You know you didn't really hate it, Shelley. And it gives you an excuse to cling on to me.
No. He got this weird look on his face then, like he was confused, like he was annoyed by my reaction. I'd honestly hated my last experience on his bike and was in no rush to repeat it unless I absolutely had to. Like if a horde of monkey ninjas were chasing me and Noah's bike was my last hope of escape. Then he let out a sigh and briefly touched my cheek, turning me to look at him.
Oh, come on. Don't be mad at me.
He wasn't talking about Patrick anymore, I realized. I'm not mad at you. Well, I am, about you punching Patrick. But other than that, I'm not, you know, mad about the whole, the other night.
Oh, come on. You've been avoiding me all day, and now you're acting weird.
I'm not acting weird.
Yes, you are. You aren't arguing with me like you usually would, and you aren't being your normal bubbly self either. You're mad at me.
I sighed. I'm not mad. It's just that...
What?
Oh, gosh, don't say anything. Make something up, anything but the truth. And, as per usual, my mouth seemed to be working away, regardless of my brain. I'm worried because of Lee, and I just don't want you to forget all about me now we, you know, did it. Oh, dear God. I said, did it. Way to go, Elle. You complete and utter fool. Noah didn't seem to notice anything, though. He simply replied,
Elle, I thought I put myself through this torture with you the other morning. I told you I was not just playing you for sex.
I could see from his face that he was completely sincere. His wide eyes were pleading and honest, and there wasn't a hint of a smirk. So I nodded. All right.
He let out a tiny sigh of relief. So, ride home? I'll even drop you straight to your place if you want.
Now the smirk was back, because he was so sure I wouldn't be able to resist the opportunity to make out with him again. And I was tempted, but then I remembered he had his bike. Noah, there is no way in hell I am riding that bike. He held up his hands in surrender.
Okay, okay, your loss.
Then I frowned. I'm still mad at you for almost breaking Patrick's rib. It's a big deal because you lost your temper and you were stupid, I added before he could argue. He sighed.
I know.
I looked him in the eye, and the only reply I could come up with was to nod. He gave me an apologetic half-smile that made him look absolutely adorable, but I kept my expression neutral.
I am sorry.
I nodded again. You should probably get going. Hmm. He didn't sound like he totally agreed with me. Goodbye, Noah, I said, my voice level. He lingered a moment before walking away, and I swear I heard him chuckling under his breath. Well, that could have gone worse. There was a little voice somewhere in the back of my mind that told me I wouldn't be in this whole mess in the first place if we hadn't done the damn kissing booth. Chapter 15. At last the school week was over. I hadn't seen much of Noah, unless you counted the times when we passed each other at lunch or in the corridors on the way to class, or when I saw him when I hung out with Lee. It was Friday night. The sun was just setting, staining the sky pink and red before it turned inky black and starry. It looked so picturesque and pretty. The boys were dive-bombing into the pool, challenging each other to make the biggest splash, to do the wildest stunt, and all the other stupid things boys will do. I was lying back on one of the sun loungers with Rachel and Cam's girlfriend, Lisa, from one of my classes. They were talking about going shopping, but I was perfectly happy just to lie there and close my eyes, completely relaxed, bopping one of my feet in time to the song that was coming from the speakers on the decking. It was still mild enough for me to feel comfortable in my bikini. It wasn't quite the weather for sunbathing, especially at 9 in the evening, but it was nice to just lie there. Hey, you girls coming in? I opened my eyes lazily to look at Oliver, who flicked his dripping hair off his face as he leaned on the edge of the pool. Maybe in a minute, I said,
Maybe, Lisa said. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really want to get my hair wet, Rachel admitted with a sheepish smile. Oliver rolled his eyes, but I smiled. Isn't it really cold? Lisa asked dubiously.
See for yourself,
Warren challenged, surfacing next to Oliver. No thanks, Rachel laughed. We're good. Warren looked at me expectantly. You coming in, Elle?
Maybe, I replied lazily, letting my eyes droop shut again.
Elle, what's going on with you and Flynn? I mean, really? Rachel asked quietly. I heard a chair creak as Lisa leaned toward me, too. I shrugged. Nothing. But you act so... I don't know, it's strange. You're so normal around him.
Yeah, but that's hardly surprising, I pointed out. I grew up with Lee, and Noah was always around. That's why I don't call him Flynn, but also because I know it gets on his nerves when I call him Noah.
I heard Lisa laughing a little, and I smiled. Rachel said, he's just so protective of you. I thought maybe there was something, you know. I shook my head slightly. No, that's just how he is. It's not that big a deal.
It wasn't exactly a lie.
I guess, Rachel said. I think you'd be quite cute together, Lisa commented. You're so opposite. It'd be like a perfect match, don't you think?
I couldn't help but snort dubiously.
We argue constantly. If we were ever like that, not that we would be, God no, we'd end up killing each other.
They both laughed and started talking about some new movie.
I tuned out, too content and drowsy to be distracted for long.
After a few moments of peace, I felt something grab my ankle. Another something snatched up my other leg, and my arms were pinned at my sides. The sun lounger disappeared from under me, too, all in the space of a second. My eyes flashed open, and I saw Lee, Dixon, Warren, and Joel all grinning and laughing down at my horrified expression. I started thrashing around as they carried me off.
Let me go! Put me down!
They just kept laughing. Lee said,
no can do, Shelley!
Put me down! You're going to drop me! Put me down!
If you say so, Joel said mischievously.
The boy swung me back and forth, once, twice. I screamed out, laughing helplessly.
Don't!
Too late. They'd already launched me. I landed with a huge splash in the middle of the pool, hearing everybody laughing as I smacked down through the surface. I felt more than heard it when the boys bombed in after me. The water was freezing. I broke the surface, gasping for air. My hair plastered to my face and neck. My teeth chattered slightly.
I hate you guys, I yelled, but I was laughing.
They laughed, and I looked at the girls, who were both giggling helplessly.
It won't be so funny when they throw you in next, I told them, and they laughed even harder.
I made to swim for the ladder so I could get out again.
No, you just got in. You can't get out already. Warren protested and dived at me, trying to pull me away from the ladder. I laughed and scrambled to get out, but it was like trying to run through treacle. I felt Warren pulling me back again.
What's all the screaming?
I yanked myself up the ladder just as Warren made a grab at me. My bikini top came away in his hand, and everyone was silent as Noah looked at me with a disapproving frown. I threw my arms around my bare chest. Cheeks burning. Oh, God, how humiliating was this? My cheeks were burning, even though the rest of my body trembled with cold.